This is the Carolina Catholic Radio Homily of the Day, featuring Father Timothy Reed of St. Anne's Parish in Charlotte.
This week, many of us enjoyed the visit of the pilgrimage statue of Mary, Mother of God, to our parish as part of our celebration of the diocese's 50th anniversary. And I'm grateful to all of you who came to spend a little time with her. It was especially endearing to me to see how excited our children were to participate in the procession we had on Tuesday morning. Now, certainly Catholics have a natural inclination to love and honor our Blessed Mother. And as we consider how important Mary is in salvation history, as we consider how she loves us and constantly intercedes for us, it makes perfect sense. When we ponder her exalted privileges, being immaculately conceived and assumed into heaven, as well as her holiness of life and virginal purity, her intercessory power and her regal majesty, it's clear Our Lady is no ordinary woman. She is no ordinary saint. As we made our procession with the pilgrimage statue on Tuesday morning, we sang the Litany of Loreto, sometimes called the Litany of the Blessed Virgin Mary. As we did, I was so taken by the exalted way we speak of Our Lady in our Catholic piety. In the Litany of Loreto, we refer to her as Mother Most Pure, Virgin Most Venerable, Cause of Our Joy, Gate of Heaven, and Morning Star, amongst many other titles. She is the Queen of Angels, Patriarchs, Prophets, Apostles, Martyrs, Confessors, Virgins, and of all saints. She is the Queen conceived without original sin, the Queen assumed into heaven, and the Queen of Peace. Yet the title that piqued my attention most from Tuesday's procession is that Mary is the Mother of Hope. I think one of the reasons we Catholics so intuitively turn to her is that, like any good mother, Mary inspires and nurtures within us the virtue of hope. She picks us up when we're down, taking away our despair in times of suffering, encouraging us toward repentance when we come to grip with our sins, and helping us overcome our fears and move beyond our feelings of unworthiness. You know, doing God's will, being a true disciple of Christ, can be quite challenging. At times, we may feel unworthy of the call our Lord has placed before us. Simply living an authentically Christian life, as St. Paul lays down for us in his famous third chapter of Colossians, putting on mercy, benignity, humility, modesty, patience, and so forth, all of this can seem like an insurmountable task. And this is because there are both weeds and wheat within us. None of us is perfectly sinless like Our Lady. Over the course of our lives, we realize that for all of our virtues, there's also a lot of sin within us to contend with. And this can cause us to feel unworthy. And as we look out into our world, or even within our church, in which we see that good doesn't always triumph over evil, and evil, like weeds among the wheat, is allowed to grow and flourish in the mysteriousness of God's providence, we can feel unworthy of our call as Christians. Our readings today give us three examples of men who realize their unworthiness in the face of God's will. In the first reading, we hear the prophet Isaiah state, "For I am a man of unclean lips, living among a people of unclean lips." And in the second reading, St. Paul makes the declaration, "For I am the least of the apostles, not fit to be called an apostle." And lastly, we hear St. Peter ask our Lord to depart from him because he realizes what a sinful man he is. Now, think for just a moment about the lives of Saints Peter and Paul. While he was still Saul, and a zealous persecutor of the church, St. Paul was guilty of murder. And St. Peter, the man chosen by our Lord himself to lead his church, denied Christ three times in Christ's greatest moment of need. even after bragging that he would never do such a thing. Their sins weren't just bad, they were egregious, horrible sins. Yet we refer to Peter and Paul now as the princes of apostles. Despite their sinfulness, our Lord forgave them and made them two of the greatest saints of the church. And the same is possible for us. Holiness, saintliness, is attainable for us all despite our sins and shortcomings. For what makes a saint, is not a perfect life lived without any trace of sin. Saints are saints because they've given themselves over completely to God and to His holy will. Saints are saints because they no longer proudly rebel against God's will, but rather embrace God's will fully and without reserve, even if it requires suffering, even if it demands of them their very lives. Last Sunday, I mentioned that in His Sermon on the Mount, Jesus tells us to be perfect as our Heavenly Father is perfect. The perfection of God demands that we be perfect too in order to go to heaven. And if we're not perfected in this life, and yet we still die in our Lord's friendship, we will be perfected in purgatory. And yet our Lord also knows that our human nature is broken and sinful, and that from time to time each of us is going to fall short. And so Christian perfection is not so much a matter of being absolutely sinless, for none of us will ever be that. Christian perfection is really more a matter of loving God above all else, because He is all good and worthy of our love, and a matter of having absolute trust in Him and His mercy. And this means that, like St. Peter in our gospel story today, we must be willing to take risks and put out into deep water, being obedient to our Lord, doing what He asks of us, even if it goes against our own judgment. It means that in those moments when we fail and sin, like St. Peter, we must humbly ask our Lord to forgive us so that we may be reconciled fully to Him. Of course, becoming holy in this way is not something God expects us to do on our own. It's a process in which we cooperate with God. And as the Mother of Divine Grace and the Mediatrix of all graces, Our Lady procures for us all the graces we need from her Son. And in this fact, we should find tremendous hope. Brethren, God is calling each of us to a life of holiness. And the perfection of our holiness will be the standard by which we are measured on Judgment Day. The perfection of God demands that we be perfect too. Perfect in our love of God and in our trust of Him. He calls us to be good wheat in the midst of the weeds of this world. Though daunting this may seem, if we turn to our Blessed Mother for help, every grace we need will be given to us in abundance. O Mary, conceived without sin, pray for us who have recourse to Thee. Amen.
This has been the Carolina Catholic Radio Homily of the Day on Carolina Catholic Radio Charlotte, 1270 AM, also streaming at carolinacatholicmedia.org and on the Carolina Catholic Media app.